Week 10. Relationships focus. When friendship stops happening by accident. 15 to 18 minutes. The tension we don't see coming. I'm surrounded by people right now. I'm scared of what happens when they're no longer next to me. Scripture for day 1. Proverbs 18:24. When friendship becomes intentional. There's a moment at graduation that no one really prepares you for. You're excited, relieved, hopeful. And then, almost overnight, your relational world shifts. I remember this feeling vividly. One day I was insulated by some of the most amazing people in the world, friends everywhere, shared meals, shared schedules, shared Taco Bell runs at 2 a.m. Then college ended. I graduated, started a new job, and found a new church all within a short window of time. On paper, everything looked like progress. In reality, my relational security evaporated almost instantly. I was genuinely excited to start life. But at the same time, the friendships that once felt effortless now required planning, distance, and intention. Texting helped. Social media helped. I could still see my friends' lives, but seeing someone's life is not the same as sharing one. That's a powerful statement, worthy again. That's the part no one warns you about. So I did something that felt awkward at first, and very unspiritual. I treated friendship like a task. I know, very romantic. Use the word intentional, if that feels better. I decided that if friendships were no longer going to happen by convenient proximity, I would have to build them with intentionality. I focused on two very specific groups of people. First, I invested in relationships through my new church. I looked for people who shared both my faith and values. I allowed them to become part of my inner circle. And I also pursued camaraderie where I lived through hobbies I loved. Tennis, hiking, activities that naturally put me around the same people over and over again. Some of my hobby relationships were with Christians, some weren't. I learned something important. I needed both. I needed people who would love me in Christ, and people I was asked to love in Christ. I intentionally chose a few believers to be part of my inner circle, people who could speak into my faith, pray with me, challenge me, and remind me who I was becoming. We were on compatible paths, 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. They got to be trusted with everything that was me. And then I had my hobby buddies, friends who didn't share my faith, but we created shared experiences. Those relationships were often a little more measured on what parts of me I exposed. But nonetheless, I showed up grounded in love, intentionally personable, and genuinely authentic. Some eventually came to know Jesus. Some didn't. But all of them mattered. What I learned is this: friendship after college doesn't disappear. It becomes intentional. And intentionality, while awkward at first, is how real connection is formed. Truth that grounds us when friendships shift. Scripture never pretends that friendship is automatic. Proverbs tells us that while we may have many acquaintances, deep friendship requires presence, loyalty, and time. Proverbs 18:24. Proximity alone doesn't create friendship. Presence does. Even Jesus was intentional with relationships. He had crowds, he had followers, and then he had a few he invited closer. Friendship in the way of Jesus is not about quantity, it's about formation. Eugene Peterson, a pastor and author, famously described the Christian life as a long obedience in the same direction. Friendship works the same way. It isn't built through intensity or instant chemistry. It's built through consistency. Showing up again, staying when it would be easier to drift. Letting trust form slowly over time. The early church understood this instinctively. They didn't just believe together. They lived together. They shared meals, rhythms, and burdens. Proverbs 17:17, Romans 12:10-13. Here's the wisdom many people miss. Friendship after college doesn't vanish, it simply moves from passive to practiced. This is where the local church becomes clutch. Not because everyone becomes your best friend, but because church is one of the few places where shared values, repeated proximity, and long-term presence still exist. Digital connection helps, it keeps threads alive. But it cannot replace physical presence. You can't fully laugh through a screen. You can't read body language through a text. You can't carry burdens from a distance. Friendship requires bodies in rooms. Questions to wrestle with this week. What friendships am I quietly grieving as this season changes? Where might I need to move from waiting to initiating? Who should be part of my inner circle in the next season of my life? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, thank you for the friendships that shaped me. Help me grieve what's changing without becoming closed off. Give me courage to build new relationships with wisdom and love. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week. Optional. Day 2, Romans 12, 10-13. Day 3, Ecclesiastes 4, 9-12. Day 4, John 15, 12-15. Day 5, Hebrews 10, 24-25. Day 6, Proverbs 27, 9. Day 7, Psalm 16, 5-6. Application for the week, 45-60 mins. This week is about building a realistic plan for friendship after college. You can practice this now in college, but know it's really a great strategy for after graduation. Step 1. Identify your three circles. Inner circle, a few fellow believers who can speak into your faith, pray with you, and walk closely with you. Life circle, friends you share life with through church, work, or common rhythms. Some may share your faith. Some may not. Affinity groups, people connected through hobbies, activities, or shared interests. Tennis, fitness, music, volunteering. These spaces create natural overlap. You need all three. Step 2. Choose your timing. Give the most time and energy to your inner circle, then your life circle, and then your affinity groups. You get to decide the frequency, but this order creates a healthy rhythm for building friendships over time. Remember, consistency beats chemistry. Stay long enough for trust to form. Friendship grows the same way faith does, over time and with intention.